Time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands, for the next in his regular audio described theatre reviews. Hello Vidar and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much Toby, great to be talking to you again.
This week, Vidar, we have the story of an ordinary girl with an extraordinary talent who became a chart-topping musical legend with Beautiful, the Carole King musical at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. Vidar, are you a bit of a fan of Carole King? If so, or if not, how much did you gain about her life from seeing Beautiful, the Carole King musical?
Well, first of all, Toby, let me say that in my CD collection, and yes, I'm sort of old-fashioned enough to still listen to CDs as well as to listen to stuff in other formats, as it were, I'd have Carole King's album Tapestry, which arguably is quite an iconic album in itself. So I'm familiar with those melodies that she wrote during her very long career. I think, though, what I was pleasantly surprised by, and I've seen the musical twice now, so the first time I went to see it, it really sort of struck me, and it was something that I was reminded of this most recent visit, how many tunes she'd written for other well-known artists, well-known, memorable household tunes, if I can put it like that, things that people hum in their everyday lives, and it's quite a prolific songbook. So yes, based on my knowledge of Tapestry, I'd enjoyed her music beforehand, but I was also really, really amazed to see just how much she'd contributed to the songwriting arena over her life.
And with a show like Beautiful, the Carole King musical, there's obviously the story of her life and there's the performances of her hits as well. And sometimes there is a bit of a balance that's made between the story and the hits. Did you feel that there was enough of both in Beautiful?
Interesting. We discussed this very point, the people I was attending the performance with, and we all agreed, both in the interval and then again after the second half, that there had been a really good balance. Great cast, all of them very good musicians as well as actors. And I think, you know, people who I was with hadn't seen the musical before, so it was their first time, as it were, seeing it, and they found it really absorbing. And in one case, somebody said it was like reliving their youth in many ways with some of the songs that were performed. So a real thumbs up from the people I were with. And also, just to, you know, reiterate in answer to your question, Toby, that yes, I think the balance was pretty good in terms of what we got out of the show.
And what about the audio description? Because obviously there's the telling of the background to Carole King's life with all the hits and performances, and I suspect lots of lighting effects and costumes and things. How was the audio description of all that for you?
Well, it's one of those things where I sit back and I play devil's advocate a little bit on occasions, and I think, now, if I hadn't had audio description, what would I have missed? And there is a fairly easily followable storyline, and you enjoy the music and the story in its own right of her life. But as you say, the costumes, different things happening on stage, etc., are brought to life through the audio description. In this case, once again, Julia Grundy and Jonathan Nash were describing it live. So it was undoubtedly enhanced by audio description. And, you know, it just the small things as well, you know, who was playing which instrument, that type of thing, you know, you get that out of it, which is something that perhaps people you're with or other sighted members of the audience would take for granted because they're following it visually, as it were. So, yeah, thumbs up again. Yes, I'd have got the storyline, but there was so much more I wouldn't have got without the audio description. And it's worth just saying, actually, that there was a momentary technical issue with the headset, and I'm not quite sure what the issue was, but it reminds you that it is live, and all credit to the team at the Hippodrome, initially the volunteers who relayed through to the technical team that there was a problem with sound. They rectified that very quickly, and we were back on track. So it's worth just paying tribute to the efficiency of the team for making that happen, and obviously it didn't then mar particularly the enjoyment and the appreciation we were able to have courtesy of the AD.
Yeah, because I think people sometimes don't sort of realise how much is sort of going on in the theatre, and if something goes wrong, how quickly things get corrected, or people rush, as you say, rush rounds with replacement headsets and things like that to ensure that as blind and partially sighted patrons, you're getting a good experience and you're getting the audio description, which is so important.
Absolutely, which is, just small points. When you check in at the Hippodrome and pick up your headset and people take a note of where you're sitting, and when the pre-show notes are happening, you often get somebody from the volunteer team who are helping out that day coming to check that you can hear, that it's all making sense, etc., etc. So all of that's good. And I think when you're listening to the show, and perhaps people who've who are sitting in the theatre and enjoying AD for the first time can be forgiven for thinking, oh, this is recorded or whatever, but it's another aspect of the live dimension of the matinee or the evening performance in question. So just thought it was worth highlighting that these, things like, as they do in many instances when they're live, you can get hitches along the way, and if they're rectified and addressed very rapidly, then it's worth paying tribute on that score, and that's what I'd like to do today.
And Vidar, as we've mentioned a couple of times before, were you humming the tunes as you left the auditorium?
I was, and also it was one of those where very happy to hum the tunes. Occasionally you get a tune that actually you're not very keen on and it sticks in your brain longer than you would like. But on this occasion, because so many of the tunes that she'd written over her lifetime were great melodies in their own right, I was very happy to be humming those on my way out of the theatre and later on in the evening as well. Whether my neighbours were that happy as I was humming, I'm not sure, but there's another question.
Well, Beautiful, the Carole King musical, continues on tour around the UK, and more details can be found by visiting beautifulmusical.co.uk/tour. Well, Vidar, thank you ever so much for sharing your audio described review of Beautiful, the Carole King musical with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a pleasure, Toby. Thank you very much.